Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Diving right back into it with Shane Beamer and the question to Jack Veltri yesterday that stirred up some comments on the Fan Upstate Facebook page. Also, need to send out a reminder to Utolos that the Upset Picks Challenge is open. Do not be like the one guy that said, I'm done. I'm not going to claw my way back in. There are still 10 weeks to go of the challenge, and we need you, Tolos, by the droves at 844-326-3663. Your name, the game, and the spread. The Upset Picks Challenge is open, and we cannot see these numbers continue. These people getting discouraged, Diesel. There's still a lot of football to play.
Well, you're getting discouraged, Cole. You're allowing yourself to become one of them.
How
am
I getting
discouraged? I'm trying to pull you back from the brink.
No. I said a couple of weeks ago, SMU jumped me up in a big, big way. 9.5 points was big.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, you've been bagging on this challenge all season long.
No,
it sucks.
I don't like losing.
I'm not any good at this.
I don't like losing. But
you have to be a salesman, Cole.
The Tolos know that I'm kidding. The Tolos, I don't think the Tolos have quit playing because joking on the show.
I know the Tolos are a sophisticated bunch. That is true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe they need some
encouragement. Now you sound like Madcraft with my positivity. If I'm positive in this segment about the Upset Picks Challenge, I think the floodgates will open.
Speaking of Madcraft, we have a tinfoil hat story when it comes to the concept of injuries that Madcraft is going to love. We're going to bring it up to the show tomorrow, and we're going to make sure we get Madcraft on the show. And see what he thinks about it, because he is all about the injury theories when it comes to the Meadowlands or MetLife Stadium in New York.
Yeah, he does love some good conspiracy stuff. This one's wild, though. I will say this one surprised me a bit. But let's dive back into it. And Tolos, again, Upset Picks Challenge, 844-326-3663. I'm going to be positive for 20 whole minutes. And hopefully the text line will probably break because I'm being positive and the text will keep coming in. So get those upset picks in right now, 844-326-3663. Diesel, yesterday we had Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central on the show. I asked Jack a question and his response was pretty good. Now, there have been many, many comments on our Facebook page about this. I want to get to some of these comments. Also want to hear from you Gamecock fans out there at 844-FAN-PHONE in terms of where you stand on this. Phone lines are open. Text line, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open as well. The question, Diesel, I asked him. I said, Jack, do you think it's outlandish that some fans want Shane Beamer fired? Jack responded and said, yes, I do. I think it's a bit crazy. Go back to almost a year ago since they beat Clemson and Beamer was the greatest. Everyone was excited, and now you want people wanting him out of town. That's ludicrous. I think Shane has done a pretty good job. I think the expectations were set way too high coming off of last season because of everything they lost. Teams are pretty good in this conference. I think it's a little bit crazy for people to want them fired right now. There were 28 comments within a matter of hours on the Facebook page, and those comments we'll get to in just a few minutes. Also, Tolos, like I said, want to hear from you as well. But Diesel, we have brought this up. Jack Veltri yesterday, the last thing he said, I think it's a little bit crazy for people to want him fired right now. In this culture we live in, a fire culture, is Jack off here? Do you still stand by the fact that you think that getting rid of the guy might be the right move?
The way Jack responded to that question, it sounded like, in his mind at least, there is unwavering support for him mentally that Shane Beamer needs to stay at South Carolina. I know that Shane Beamer gave you a 9-win season last year. I know that Shane Beamer is a positive guy and has been a positive force on South Carolina, and that's a great thing. But, hey, if that's all Shane Beamer can do is be a positive influence and win 55% of his games, then go be a booster. Go be a fundraiser. Go be the director of athletic spending, whatever it may be, to help build the program financially. He's doing a phenomenal job at that. But he's not doing a phenomenal job at coaching the team to wins, and that's the goal, right?
Yep.
I mean, I think Shane Beamer, if Shane Beamer left the program at the end of this season, he would leave it far better than the way that he found it.
He would. I think he would. And again, in the SEC, in this new era of college football, we're going to get to the phone lines in just a second. It's tough because you want a guy who comes in and leaves the program in better shape than he found it. And Shane Beamer's done that. It's in a much better spot than when he found it. Now, how do you reconcile, Diesel, to make sure that what happens next year is not just an anomaly, and it's not continuing off of what happened this year, right? There's no hangover. There's no looming effects of 2025. I think Jack's response is how a lot of fans feel. He's still the guy. He's shown us that he can win games and win big games. But Diesel, I don't think the fans and Jack also are willing to give him a super long leash. As we said yesterday, I think this move in the offseason is going to be critical to Beamer's success. I'm not on the fire Beamer train today. If this happens again next year, I will be. I think you give him an opportunity to get the OC hire right.
Keeping Shane Beamer around when he's giving you the results that he's giving you is kind of like going to a restaurant again and again and again that you want to like. You really want to like this restaurant. But for some reason, every experience you have there is mediocre. Maybe the food is cold. Maybe the service is poor. Maybe the table is dirty. Maybe you waited a long time to get sat. Maybe, an hour after you leave one time, you get the bubble guts. But one time, it's really good. If that was the case, would you keep going back to that same restaurant again and again, giving them more chances to get it right? Giving them your money again and again, even though the results aren't there? Like, why would you keep doing that? Why would you keep giving them chance after chance? Like, I know Shane Beamer's a likable guy, and a lot of South Carolina fans are still holding on to that first 2 years, that honeymoon phase, and I think, oh, man, if Shane could just get it right, this could be so good.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know that for me, and I don't know how every fan feels, Diesel, but I don't think him being a likable guy is the reason they are willing to give him a chance. Does that play into it? Maybe a little bit. For me, I don't care if he's likable or if he's an a-hole. I want somebody that can win and win consistently, right?
Ask LSU fans about that.
Right. I want somebody that can win ball games. Now, Shane Beamer has shown that he can win games and he can win big games. You mentioned the 9-4 record last year. You mentioned 5-3. You mentioned, we've talked about it, being competitive in a lot of these games and showing that you can go toe-to-toe with Alabama, the number 4 team in the country. I think the culture and identity has been built, focusing on the right values, Diesel, that gets the program to where it needs to be. But I do think, just like we saw with Clemson, and we're going to get to the phone lines in just a second, I think there's one missing piece, and I think Shane Beamer has not found the missing piece that takes the program from good to great, to get over that hump. Because Beamer has shown flashes that he can really, really contend in the SEC. He's upset big, highly ranked opponents, right? But I do believe when you look at Dabo's success at Clemson, we were having the same conversation with Dabo. They held on to Dabo for a long time. And then what did Dabo Swinney do? He hired this guy named Brent Venables, and the rest is history. They went on to win 2 national championships, played for 4, right? So in Beamer's case, who's that missing piece? I think he's got to find it. And that's a lot of pressure on him, but here's the money. If I'm Jeremiah Donati, here's the money. Go find the missing piece and go bring us the consistency. They just haven't had that.
Well, if he wants to win at that level, he's missing 2 pieces. He's missing an elite DC.
And I think he's got one.
I think Clayton White is a really good DC. Am I saying he's nationally elite? Probably not, but still pretty good. And if you can find an elite OC, it can complement what Clayton White does really, really well. So he's got to get that elite OC. Is South Carolina a destination for elite OCs? Is Shane Beamer and his umbrella, his staff, a jumping off point for elite OCs? I mean, all coaches want to springboard into a better situation somewhere else. I mean, Dow Loggins parlayed his time at South Carolina as their OC into a head coaching job at a power G5 team. Not this year, but still. Will other up-and-coming hotshot OCs look at Shane Beamer's staff and his coaching tree as something?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thing that will further their careers or something that will ultimately get them fired?
I don't think it's the most attractive destination in the world. And that's not all on Shane, but at the same time, it's the SEC. You know, Diesel, throw the money at him, and let's see what happens.
True.
Let's go to the phone lines. Dale to lead us off. What's up, Dale?
All right, so first I'll start with the topic at subject here, all right? Shane Beamer deserves this year, the next year, and if after the following year it falls apart, he's got to go.
Why are you willing to give him so many chances, Dale?
What were they before that? What were they with Muschamp?
What does that matter?
You got to build something.
You're looking forward, not backwards, Dale. Look forward, not
correct.
Look out. You drive by looking out of the windshield, not the rear view.
You're right, but they are a better program now than they were 4 years ago, 5 years ago. They are.
I agree with that, by the way.
Okay. You're right, the OC is a mess. They got to lock that down. I think defensively they're fine. I mean, you technically held Alabama in that game to, what was it, 22 points? There was a pick six that wasn't Norris's fault. Fumble what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, both of those games that Norris Ellis has played in the last 2 years, I mean, it's tough to say that's on him because the fumble at the end was, I mean, that could have been a potentially game-winning drive, and instead it ends up being the game-winning drive for Alabama. The game before that, what was it, like four turnovers altogether, a couple picks, a couple fumbles, like ball security hasn't been there yet. So Beamer's got time. He's got time. I think if you finish out this year, somehow you make it to 6-6. Next year, you're 7-5. I think the next losing season beyond this one, he will be out. That's how it will be.
I think next year's the year. Yeah, it's the make or break, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Okay, well now the off-topic subject.
Yeah.
Cole, you talk about quitting. What have you done in fantasy this year?
I hadn't been good in fantasy.
My brother, you are sitting
Thanks for the call, Dale.
Hold on. You're sitting at 2-6 right now with four QBs on the roster. What in the heck?
I hadn't been paying attention with it.
Dale, turn this call around. Dale, I was mad at you for the first half of this call, making excuses for Shane Beamer, and then you going after Cole just turned it all the way around. Full 360, buddy.
I hadn't had time for the fantasy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sorry.
Look, for the rest of us who are 7-1 and trying to win this thing, you want to just go ahead and gut the team or at least start wheeling and dealing, my guy?
Probably a good idea.
Something.
I will. I'll trade everybody away. There,
taking up space and being a toxic waste of life.
God, Dale, good somebody Lord. Had to create the league.
it shows.
Thanks.
Hey, good news is, you're not last.
See? Why don't you call the guy who's last?
Because he's apparently a nobody, so, you know.
Ooh. Well, call
he
him,
only
Dale.
Comes after
Come
somebody's.
On. See you, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Let's go to Creed and Cowpens, who's up next. What's up, Creed?
Hey, well, easy. I agree with you totally. You give Beamer one more year, one. And because he had a good year last year, this year, give him one more year. If it's really bad next year, you
He's
gotta
gone.
Go.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty simple. But the one that really got me about Saturday that really bothered me, I hardly ever get bothered with players because players have pressure on them, there's a lot of things. But an obvious coaching thing mistake, when they were up by eight and Alabama drove down, they scored. Everybody knew they were going to score a touchdown. Everybody knew it. It was coming. There was no doubt. Okay, they scored. But why in the slot? Did you not take a timeout then? I mean, that two-point conversion is the game. If you stop them, you know, then you're just one first down away from winning. You're not having to score. Not taking a timeout there if they just drive it down your throat. What are the timeouts for? There's no better time than a timeout right then to try to stop that two-point conversion.
Yeah.
I guess, Creed, the thought is you compare that to the tail end of the first half of the Oklahoma game where they only had one timeout. And they didn't manage that clock really well there. So maybe the thought process was like, I gotta preserve these timeouts so that if we have to go score, we can stop the clock at least three times.
And then the 2-point conversion play, you just gotta tip your hat. I mean, that was unbelievable. A really creative, almost a trick play, right? I guess it was a trick play. You gotta kind of just tip your cap on one of those.
It was a good call. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not arguing the time management thing.
Yeah.
But there was a minute and a half. It's not like there's 27 seconds. There was still a minute and a half. And that two-point conversion is the game. I mean, if you get it, it's over. Well, it's not over. But it's dang close to over. I just don't understand when they scored so easy. That's when you take your time out. That's when you regroup. I mean, they just scored easy. But,
yeah.
All right.
That was a good call, Dale.
Thanks.
Creed. Let's go to the Jonathan, who's up next on the Fan Upstate. Sorry about that, Creed. It was Dale, then Creed. Now Jonathan. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Good. Hope you are.
Good. So, you know, I was just sitting here listening. You know, I feel the same way when y'all talking about South Carolina. They're always missing, like, a certain piece of the puzzle to basically make a complete football team.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, like, when you go back and look at Will Muschamp's record, was 28-30, and now Shane Beamer's at 32-26. I mean, the offense has really never been there. We've always been, you know, defense.
Sure.
So at what point do – all right, well, we need to make a change.
Yeah, you know, the offense really, Jonathan, hadn't been consistent since Spurrier was there, you know?
No, it hasn't.
And that's because you had an offensive genius – at head coach, and it can disguise a weaker OC.
What do you think the missing piece is, Jonathan?
Offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think you've just got to go get somebody who can really allow themselves, Jonathan, Diesel, everybody out there listening, to not be the guy who runs this, but instead come in and say, hey, I'm going to adapt to what my personnel is, and this is what we're going to run.
Right. So also at the same time, you know, when we got Mike Fury,
right,
which, you know, spent time in the NFL, you know, he was a pretty dominant wide receiver in the NFL, and now we got Shula.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked with Carolina Panthers. He worked with Cam Newton and all that stuff or whatever. That's great. But NFL Cam Newton is different than college Cam Newton.
Sure.
So if it's similar, then if you got Lenore Sellers that you're trying to compare him to, then why not make a game plan around Sellers and let Sellers play Sellers ball?
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's not a pocket passer.
Sure.
And to your point, I think a better way of putting that, Jonathan, is that NFL Cam Newton is not college Lenore Sellers.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with you.
Good point. For the call, man.
Thanks, Jonathan. I wonder that question, and this goes back to what Dale was saying. He says, "Well, if we give him next year, and then I'll give him another year after that. What if the next OC hire stinks?" Like what if we're right back here?
Well,
Dale's saying give him another year. Are you going to let Shane Beamer hire his fifth offensive coordinator in, what would that be, a 6-year tenure, tenure?
My position is next year's the year. You've got to find the OC, and then you next year. I know it's only 1 year, but I'm not saying you got to go win the national championship. But I said, look, I do need you to go. Show us vast improvement. I really do. All right, real quick, I've told Bill Bender we're running a few behind. We're going to sneak in Dewey. Dewey, 30 seconds. What's up?
Oh, I got a couple of thoughts. Quick, first of all, the person who makes the schedule should be fired. Why you every year you keep South Carolina going, doing this brutal schedule, and they lose? And they,
it's called the SEC, Dewey. It's the SEC, Dewey. Well, it's every year.
They could play Arkansas. They could play Florida.
They could rejoin the ACC and have a cakewalk, Dewey. What's your point?
The point is the schedule's ridiculous, and they should be fired for making the schedule like it is. Secondly, in all fairness, if Beamer doesn't get it together, I give him mid next season. Don't even give him the whole year next year. Mid next season. He needs to go. If Mike Shuler's still around next year, he needs to go too.
Good point, Dewey. Thanks for the call.
Tom in Somerville, last one.
The next coordinator is going to have Cutter Woods to deal with, probably.
And Cutter Woods is, a really good quarterback. He should be good. Tom, real quick, what's up, man?
I just want to know, the Louisiana governor today said that he would let Donald Trump pick the next LSU football coach before the AD. So who is on Donald Trump's top three candidates list? Who is he calling to be the next head coach at LSU? That's all I need to know today.
Now, Tom.
Go Gamecock.
Tom, real quick. The AD did make it clear, correct me if I'm wrong, that the governor made it clear today that the AD will not be making the hire, right?
Oh, he couldn't have made it more clear. Okay. He straight up said Donald Trump himself would hire the next football coach before Scott Woodward would.
Gotcha. So Scott Woodward's out of the picture.
At least for picking a football coach, he is.
Okay.
Tom, I got three for you right now. Three choices from Donald Trump to be the next LSU head coach. The Rock, Ed Straight Arrow Gennaro, and
Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, he would get Tommy Tuberville back out. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
I think RJ had sent me that tweet a minute ago, Diesel, about the AD not making the hire. Yeah. I think that is huge, huge news, and we'll obviously ask Bill Bender about it next. But the fact that the AD that's there is not making the next hire, I think that's a huge piece of the puzzle.
Also says a lot about the AD.
Oh, yeah.
And how stable his job
right now.
When we come back, national guest Bill Bender of the Sporting News talking all things college football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.